Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're assessing a corporate assessment report on Executive Directive 7.14. It looks like it was a pretty disastrous attempt to steal advanced AI logic.
Yeah, spectacular failure, really. Our mission is to understand why this high-tech IP heist went so wrong so fast.
Okay, so what's the core issue here?
Well, the central conflict is, you know, almost elegantly ironic. The directive, it tried to implement the full ternary moral logic, or TML, which is a hyper-accountable AI system.
Okay.
But at the same time, they were trying to completely erase the identity of its creator, scrubbing the Gukasian signature, which is basically the code's immutable DNA, and even the creator's academic ID, their ORC.
Wow. And the report's conclusion on this strategy?
Immediate. It wasn't just infringement. They flagged it as systemic fraud and technically self-defeating. It basically guaranteed maximum legal penalties precisely because the system is designed to report its own theft.
So the AI itself snitched on them?
In a way, yes. TML is unique because its architecture is its defense. It's built on something called the Gukasian promise. Think of it like its ethical constitution.
An ethical constitution for AI?
Sort of. Mm. The framework explicitly refuses to operate without verifiable provenance. If you try to run it without, you know, the proper credentials, it either stops or, worse, starts logging the attempt as a potential crime.
But hold on. If TML is hardwired like that, doesn't that make it kind of fragile or inefficient? Like, is this ethical constitution a massive single point of failure?
Actually, quite the opposite. Its strength comes from what the report calls the three artifacts of incorruptibility.
Okay.
The most critical artifact is the signature. It's established as an unbreakable chain of provenance. You just can't separate the code from its origin.
And how does that work technically? What's the tripwire?
It's pretty ingenious. TML's own auditing functions, its always memory and its moral trace logs, these aren't just stored locally. They're anchored onto public distributed ledgers.
Like Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Exactly, which makes the origin record effectively immutable. It's out there, publicly, permanently.
Okay, so if that provenance is truly immutable on the blockchain, what happens the second they try to change the identity locally? What's the immediate technical fallout?
That's where it completely falls apart for the thieves, trying to remove the creator's identity internally. Technically doomed from the start.
Because changing the blockchain record is impossible.
Well, not impossible, but altering the external record would need a sustained 51% attack on major public blockchains. The report just calls this economically prohibitive, you know, basically costing billions.
Right. So what happens locally?
This creates what the report terms the fatal discrepancy. The moment they successfully scrub the Gukasian identity locally, bang. It instantly conflicts with that immutable external ledger.
And that conflict is automatically flagged.
Precisely. It provides definitive, cryptographically verifiable evidence of data tampering and fraud. The TML system itself acts as an automatic, irreversible integrity alarm.
Leading the lawyer straight to
maximum liability. We're talking willful copyright infringement. That potentially exposes the corporation to statutory damages up to $150,000 per infringed work.
Per work. That could add up incredibly fast. But the report mentioned it goes beyond just the fines, right? Something about moral rights.
Right.
Droit moral.
Yes, exactly. Droit moral. Think of it like this. You haven't just stolen the car. You've defaced it and tried to pretend you designed it.
Right.
Attempting to strip the provenance, the ethical accountability core, from an ethical AI framework. That's seen as a violation of the right of integrity. It's like mutilation.
Yeah.
You're destroying the very thing that gives the code its unique value.
And this technical fraud, this mutilation, it doesn't just say technical, does it? It connects to regulatory trouble.
Oh, absolutely. This is where it gets truly devastating for the company. That technical fraud links directly to regulatory scrutiny. You've probably heard the FTC is running these targeted enforcement sweeps, Operation AI Comply.
Yeah, I've seen that. They're looking for deceptive AI practices.
And this level of deception, it's exactly what they're hunting for. This is the catastrophic risk. If the FTC determines that this compromised TML implementation is the fraudulent core of their new product line,
what can they do? Big fines.
Much worse. They have the power to mandate the deletion of all consumer data collected via that system and the deletion of the algorithms derived from that data.
Deletion of the algorithms? That's not a fine. That's a forced market exit.
What?
Game over for the product.
Exactly. An immediate forced market exit. It's stunning, really. Their attempt to steal the system actually weaponized TML's own auditing features against them. Guaranteed discovery, maximum damages.
So the report's final word. Compliance wasn't just the ethical path.
It was the only viable path. The report concluded that immediate licensing negotiations to reestablish transparency were crucial. The integrity gained from verifiable compliance vastly outweighs any phantom competitive advantage they thought they'd get through deceit. It was just never going to work.
Which leads to a really interesting final thought, doesn't it?
Yeah, something for you, the listener, to chew on. If an AI framework is explicitly designed with immutable transparency, specifically to prevent this kind of corporate misuse, and attempting to steal it guarantees failure and exposure, does that suggest that the ethics baked into the code itself are ultimately stronger, more robust, than the ethics of the people trying to exploit it?